The following is paid for by Secure Money Health.
All right, lots going on. Top of the hour, you're going to want to hear this. There's a decades-old confession that was made very nonchalantly right here in the Commonwealth just last night. It'll blow you away. So there's that, and there's tons to get into. But every Thursday at this time, we go out to our great friend who talks about these sort of matters, Secure Money Health, and we talk to Lisa Lauro. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Hey, Colin. How's it going?
It is going wonderfully. Is everything all good with you? It's summertime. People are floating around going crazy. So I think that a lot of us are in that same boat where you think it's going to like slow down in the summer, but it's just wild.
It has been super, super busy, which is a good thing. Constantly running, though, when you have kids, right? So I'm always on the go. But it's a good thing. I'm enjoying the weather.
Certainly. All right. So I did say, you know, a lot of people are on vacation. A lot of people are all over the place. And that's one of our questions that came in. So somebody said, if I'm on Medicare and I get sick while I'm on a cruise or, you know, somewhere else, especially like on a cruise or somewhere like that, then what happens? Am I covered if I'm not where I am, where my residence is? How does that all work out?
Yeah, you know what? I love a good cruise. I took my daughter this past March, and we haven't stopped talking about it since. But when it comes to cruising and healthcare coverage, it could be super tricky, especially in international waters. So if you're on a cruise ship and you need medical care, whether your plan covers it depends really on where the ship is registered and whether it's a foreign or domestic hospital. Like, and you have to be within, I believe it's 6 hours from a U.S. port for it to be considered a U.S. medically treated event, right? So it's kind of weird. I think the one of the things to think about is if you are sick, is it an urgently needed event? Like, are you, you know, is it super important that you go to the onboard urgent care? If you can avoid that, maybe, you know, you just wait till you get to a U.S. port if you're like in the Caribbean, let's just say. But you know, it's with cruising, it's a very tricky situation.
Oh,
you know,
certainly. So, what are some of the best practices to cruise travel then, when it comes to health insurance? How should you sort of insulate yourself from all of this?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do would be to, especially with cruises, is get travel insurance. I would say, you know, you want to definitely look for a policy that includes specifically cruising and international waters, when you're in international waters, because I have heard that, you know, if you're on board and you get sick, it is extremely expensive. A simple medication like a penicillin or amoxicillin that we get here for nearly nothing, it can be a couple hundred dollars. But if you have the cruise insurance, whatever your medical isn't covering, that cruise insurance should be able to pick up. So, but it's my understanding that not all travel insurances cover cruises. So you want to make sure to read the fine print and make sure that if you are, you know, need it for the cruise, it covers cruises in international waters.
Gotcha. So if people do have questions like this or anything of the sort, how should they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can call us. The number is 724-242-6828. You know, you can always pick up a copy of the Ultimate Medicare Book, which is a book that I just recently wrote this past year. And you can go to medicarebookoffer.com for that. And also, the website is www.securemoneyhealth.com, and that is a great resource as well for, you know, lots of little nuggets of information. But I love to meet with people. I encourage you, if you're turning 65 anytime soon the next year, give us a call. We're getting up on the annual enrollment period shortly, so give us a call.
Perfect stuff. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, Lisa.
That sounds good.
Absolutely.
Take care.